Today was the day of the rumor mill. That's really the best way to look at it. A rumor that started my day, which had me scratching my head every which way, and then a rumor that would have me all sorts of fired up. A rumor that would put a big fat smile on my face if I were a fan of the New York Mets. My goodness, could you imagine the storylines, the subplots, the paparazzi, the TMZs, the Page Sixes of the New York Post gathering somewhere in the New York area if you have Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez buying the New York Mets? Let's go. Honestly, let's go. Now, I don't know how feasible it is. I don't know how practical it is. I have no idea in the world how Alex Rodriguez is going to be able to pull this off. And listen, I'm not going to speak on it as far as the, you know, financial ramifications, all that juicy stuff, because that's where I'm not in the know, okay? That's where, you know, I'm kind of tantalized and I'm kind of intrigued like all of you, but in many ways, it's a guessing game. And some will tell you it's feasible. Others will say there's no way in the world it's going to be feasible. But hey, Alex Rodriguez, at the very least, is interested. We know he's not ruled out the possibility of trying to work his way into a deal in buying the team that he grew up rooting for. And the Mets didn't give him the moon and the stars when he met with ownership and when he met with Steve Phillips back in the winter of 2000. And Alex Rodriguez and his private jets and all that good stuff found their way to Texas. And Boris got him the mega deal with Tom Hicks and the Rangers. It would be as wild as it gets. And I think it would be not a good thing. I think it would be a great thing for New York sports if Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez, who are right now one of the most powerful couples in all Hollywood. It's crazy making that statement, but I mean, A-Rod and everything he's got going on, J-Lo and everything she's got going on. I mean, who wouldn't want to be A-Rod and J-Lo right now? I mean, if you're a couple hanging out in quarantine, hanging out in lockdown, like when you see the couple goals, it's like, all right, maybe it's one of the Jonas Brothers and Sophie Turner. You know, maybe it's George Clooney and his wife, or maybe it's Aaron J-Lo. I'm sure there are many more. And no, I can promise you guys, tonight's topic will not be the best it celebrity couples. When we get to that point, man, I don't know what the hell I'm going to be doing in quarantine. That's when I'm going to be like at the point where my beard is like longer than my chest. That is going to be to the point where I'm like Tom Hanks and Castaway and no hold bars and anything's possible. We're not there yet. Hanging by a thread, but we're not there yet. So if I'm a Met fan, I love the idea Alex Rodriguez trying to buy my team. Now, let's get to the bit of news in the NFL that should be as clear an indicator of a smokescreen as you're ever going to get. What am I referencing? This ridiculous rumor that I hear earlier in the day that the New York Giants are, well, that's not a rumor, I'm sure it's accurate, but they're spending a whole lot of time with Justin Herbert and that they are getting the intimate one-on-one meeting with a quarterback who more than likely is going to be selected pretty high in the first round, could go to the Miami Dolphins, could go to the Los Angeles Chargers, could go to Jacksonville, could go to a variety of different teams. But the Giants are having a one-on-one meeting with Herbert. And I think for most Giant fans, the initial reaction is going to be, why? What's that about? Didn't my team just go and draft Daniel Jones and make him the sixth pick in the draft a year ago? They sure did. But before anyone gets up in arms, before anyone thinks, oh no, can Dave Gettleman actually pull the unthinkable and take another quarterback in the first round? Look at the two teams who pick directly after the Giants. You got the Miami Dolphins sitting there at 5. And I guess depending on who you talk to, depending on what you read and what you hear, some people will tell you Justin Herbert's the apple of their eye. Others will tell you it's all smokescreen that they're in it on Tua. Some will tell you the Dolphins aren't going to even use that number 5 pick on a quarterback and that they're eyeing one of the top tackle prospects, whether it's Wirfs or Willis or Thomas, whoever it may be. The Giants are a team that knows at four. They could be, potentially, for their liking, in a position of leverage. Now, they may be trying to give you the impression, hey, you never know. Maybe we take Justin Herbert. But I think it's the idea of trying to entice one of these particular teams to come a-calling and make an offer that can really help out the football team as a whole. And where the Giants are at right now, as we know, they are in such a dire need for talent. They don't have a third-round pick, which they traded away for Leonard Williams. We know they need help desperately on the defensive side of the ball, and that the offensive line needs a whole lot of work. If they could find a way over the next 2 to 3 days to, let's say, move down a pick, move down 2 picks, and still go get another asset and get more than likely the player they want, I've been very critical of Dave Gettleman. I have not been a believer of Dave Gettleman, not in the least. I'll come on the air Friday morning and give him a big fat round of applause if he can pull off getting an additional pick, even if it's as, you know, simple as getting an additional second round pick. I don't think that's asking a whole lot. Moving from 4 to 5, moving from 4 to 6, you get an additional second round pick. I think it did quite well. That's much needed draft capital. That is a premium player now all of a sudden that you can add into your equation. So if you end up taking, let's say, one of the tackles, then maybe you can load up on some defensive players. Or maybe there is a wide receiver who you really didn't have in the cards. You didn't really have in the plans the idea of going receiver or two. But we know how deep this draft is. We know how loaded it is from a receiver standpoint. And all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? I got 2 second-round picks. I got a little bit more draft capital. I can make some magic. These are the sort of ideas that should be going through Dave Gettleman's mind. At the very least, try. Now, I would not advocate the Giants in any way falling out of the top 10 of this draft. I think the furthest I'd go would be Jacksonville. If for some reason, Jacksonville with their 2 first-round picks, because remember, they have the Rams' first-round pick in the Jalen Ramsey trade. You know, if Jacksonville came a-calling with their first-round picks, or maybe it's a future, all right. I'm willing to listen on that. But I'm not going beyond where they're at. I'm not falling out of the top 10 just to trade down. Try to entice one of these teams. That, to me, is what that report is all about. And I would expect that the Detroit Lions are going to do the exact same thing. Because if you're pretty content with a bunch of different guys on the board, and who knows with the Lions, maybe they're all in on Okuda, but you may have a situation where the Lions say, you know what? Not only do we really like Okuda, we like Henderson. Or maybe we'll go with one of the tackles, or maybe we'll do this or do that. Then you're far more willing to say, all right, we'll move down. The question is, who's going to bite? That's what I want to know. Because the sense you get around the league is that the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Chargers are not that interested, at least for now, in moving up into the top 3 or 4 in this draft. Now, if these first 3 picks go as scheduled, they go Burrow 1, Chase Young 2, let's say Okuda 3, it's possible you get that game of chicken. But it's also possible a team like Miami says, you know what? We like both quarterbacks. Chargers want to trade up? So be it. Let them trade up. Let them go take whoever and we'll take the other guy. It's possible they play it that way. It's also possible they don't. But one thing you should not do in any way if you're a Giant fan is look at this report and overreact to a point where you'd say, my team might take a quarterback. If we are sitting here on Friday morning and the New York Giants draft a quarterback in the first round, you guys have every right to call me a fool, an idiot, a goon, all combined into one. Thinking a nasty adjective that is fair and kosher. You could do that. They take quarterback. Like, that's me setting a line on that. I would give you 50 to 1 odds. I might give you 100 to 1 odds. I don't think my bank account can allow any more than that, but, you know, I can give you a minimum bet on that. I can give you a minimum bet on that. No, I'm just kidding. The point being is don't expect Justin Herbert to be the pick. It is possible, though, the Giants look to move. And the other rumor around the Giants that to me was rather intriguing, and I would be very much up for the idea of trading this guy away, you're hearing that the San Francisco 49ers could have interest in one Evan Engram. And we remember Evan Engram, first round pick from a couple of years ago. He's shown some real flashes in small spurts. The problem with Evan Engram, it's twofold. He don't play enough football, number one, and gets pushed around too much. He gets pushed around a ton. If I can get a first or a second round pick for Evan Engram, I would do it. I absolutely would. I don't look at him as a guy who will be a part of the long-term plans. I still have serious doubts on what kind of football player he's going to be. And listen, it may turn out that Evan Engram is a player who ends up flourishing elsewhere. That maybe he just needs that change of scenery. And maybe we'll have better injury luck and we'll have better success on a different team. Maybe. Maybe there is a different team in the league that not only finds a way to keep him on the field, but does a much better job of putting his skill set to work. I've watched him with the Giants the last couple of years, and listen, the results have not exactly jumped off the page at you. So if he is still someone that has legitimate value in the league, and with where the Giants are at as a franchise, I mean, they're a team that's got a whole lot of holes. You got a tight end who's not a complete tight end, who, yeah, has some intriguing skills, but doesn't play a whole lot of football. And I can get a premium pick in return. Now, I'm not dumping Evan Engram for like a fifth or a sixth round pick. No, to me, that's not worth the Giants' while. But, I mean, if you're talking a premium asset, I am very much in on the idea of making that sort of move, regardless of what the pick was a few years back. Don't make that mistake in evaluating players, what they were. It's about what they are going to be. And there's enough game film and tape on Evan Engram that says, talented, but a soft player. Right now, he's got that reputation. So we're going to have a lot of draft stuff throughout the show. Of course, I'm sure you Mets fans are going to want to weigh in on the prospect of Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo getting involved and owning the team. Oh, I can only hope that happens.